B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Rick.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you, man?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I went on a date with this girl, a really amazing girl, beautiful girl, man. We had a blast. I mean, it was amazing, amazing. And now, you know, I haven't heard from her for quite a while. It's like she's just stopped, you know, responding to my texts and my calls, too. So it's like I feel like I'm being ghosted. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out, you know?
So she was amazing on the date. Well, were you amazing as well?
I believe so. I was amazing. I mean, she was having fun. We were laughing. This girl's beautiful. My God, I feel like I found, like, my soulmate, man, you know?
And, yeah, you and said that, like, 10 times. Is there anything else about her you like besides the fact that she's hot?
Well, she was funny, too, you know? And
all right.
She seemed to be very articulate and all kind of stuff. I mean, but again, she was really hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's soulmate material.
And yet she's not getting back to you. So you couldn't think of any reason why she's not getting back to you.
Well, the thing is, I work in this movie theater. Like, you know, they do, like, you know, new movies and some vintage movies and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I invited her over to come to check out some of the films. And we watched, like, 3 films that day. We had tons of popcorn and sodas and everything. We didn't talk too much because most of the time we were mostly watching the movies and stuff. But, you know, I mean, man, she's so hot. Oh, my God.
Got it. All right. We'll try and give her a call for you next, okay?
Okay.
All right, second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we're about to call this girl. Her name is Heather. And judging by what Rick was saying about her, she is pretty attractive female because when we asked him about his date with Heather, Rick must have said, put it this way, if you played the drinking game every time he used the word hot to describe Heather, you'd be getting your stomach pumped right now.
Total 10, 10 plus, man.
Okay, she's a 10 plus. And if you had to give yourself a grade between 1 and 10.
Good question.
Well, honestly, maybe a 6.
Well, now I can tell you why she ain't calling you back. Have a nice day. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
You still want us to call her?
Yeah, I thought women are more about the feelings, not about looks.
All right.
Well,
let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. All right, stay quiet. We're going to call her.
Hello?
Hi, is this Heather?
Yeah, who's this?
Heather, my name's Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
Okay,
so we got a phone call. We got your number from a gentleman. He likes you, and he would love to take you out on a date to, you know, show you a good time.
Okay.
And he gave us your number so we can call and see if we can facilitate this. And if you say yes to the date, we'll pay for everything. Not only will we pay for it, you can pick what you want to do for the date.
I mean, I want to know who it is first.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you.
So, smart woman.
Yeah. Okay. So, this you actually know him and you like him because you and him hung out before. His name is Rick.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Can I ask, is it because he's a 6?
What? No. We went out and it was like a fine time and he works at the movie theater. And like, I just think somebody that has like one goal in life, you know, like that's all he wants to do is, he has no aspirations, none. Like, he's not going to go to school, he's not going to do anything. And I was like, bro, you're almost 30, still working at the movie theater, just ripping tickets, telling people where to go.
Wait, he got a job?
Yeah, but that's like a cool job when you like work in high school, so you can hook your friends up.
That's like your initial job to something else.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I asked him what his plans were in life, and it looked like I have 10 heads or something, and I'm, no.
It says, okay, so I just want to tell you right now that Rick is actually on the phone and he heard what you said.
Oh,
unless he
Rick, that's embarrassing.
Hey Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, Rick, is what she's saying valid? Now we got to hear your side. You're saying that you currently work at a movie theater and that's and you rip tickets.
Yeah, I mean, I work in a movie theater, but Heather, I'm a little confused. I mean, you know, I have like the dream job, the job I always wanted. I love films. I get to see films even before they come out. You know, I get to get discounts on snacks and everything. I get to meet people, different people every day. It's a fun job. I mean, I love my job.
And movies are fine, dude. You're totally set doing that forever. Like, literally forever. That's going to be your job. Do you even have health insurance?
Well, technically, no, because, you know, I'm a part-time. And I'm a healthy guy. I don't need no health insurance.
You're part-time. You know? Oh.
Yeah, I'm a part-time. I'm able to sleep in the morning, sleep late, and just go to work, you know, and eat pills. And,
I can't. I literally can't do this.
So, wait, can we recap here? So, remember he's told us he was a 6?
Yeah.
And he's a part-time guy at the movie theater.
And he doesn't want to move on.
I can't take it.
It's not upping your score, Rick.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, I love my job, you know? I mean,
let me ask you.
You're missing out. You're missing out on a big cash. I'm sorry.
Hold on, Rick. Let me ask you a question, Rick. Do you see yourself doing something else in 5 years? Well, what's your plan?
Well, what's the big deal? I mean, who's thinking about 5 years right now? I'm thinking about the moment. But, I mean,
I think about 5 years.
You know how
this
many
dude.
Movies are about 30s.
Heather, you're putting a lot of pressure on him. I mean, at the end of the day, he just wants to take you out on another date.
No.
Oh, man.
You're right. I'm so hurt, but no.
Oh, well. All right. Well, you know what, guys? I'm sorry. I'm going back to sleep. I'm going to have to work till 6, though.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Yeah, you know, sometimes in life you're just trying to make yourself a better person, and usually it pays off. On tomorrow's Second Date Update, it actually backfires for this girl, Gail. So check it out at 8 o'clock right here with the Get Up Crew Hot 961.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.